Isn't that a blessed day to worship the Lord? Let's get your Heavenly Highway hymns out. Let's turn to number 43. We'll start with He Keeps Me Singing. Let's turn over to 139. Just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Thank you. Good to see Sister Janice back playing again for us today. We are so glad to see each and every one that's come out today for our service. We've still got a world of sickness around us, haven't we? Miss Shirley is a little better, I'll say it that way. She had a fair night, is what I was told about her as far as last night was concerned. She's still got some issues. We want to pray for her today, and we need to pray that the Lord will just bless her in a great way, that she can get well. That's possible with the Lord's help. And so we just pray that she'll be getting better. Sister Debbie usually sits right over here. We understand she's got bacterial infection and she needs our prayers. Miss Theta, one of our oldest, well, she is our oldest member. She failed not too long ago. We need to remember her. And Sister Charlsie has been falling also. So that's just some of the ones that we need to talk about and pray for to God. The last song we sung today was Have a Little Talk with Jesus. When's the last time you did have that little talk with Jesus? Most time we have a regular time of praying, don't we? A lot of times we go through the motions of praying. But it is a really wonderful thing when we really get down and have a conversation with the Lord. If you don't do that somewhat from time to time, try to do it. Don't just go through the motions of praying. Don't just start out, Lord, we need this, this one's sick, that one's sick, and we need this. Just have a conversation with Him. I tell you what, if you'll do that, you're going to be surprised at how good it feels. The last part of our Sunday school lesson this morning was talking about, our lesson today was on knowledge and wisdom and godly wisdom, basically. But we got down to the point where we realized that knowledge is something we learn. But wisdom is applying that we've learned. And when we apply the things that we have learned in church and learned in our service to God, if we apply those things, not just once in a while, but on a regular basis, you can see great blessings going on. We've been privileged to go over to Buffalo Springs the last two nights of the revival. They've had a good spiritual revival. They had just to let you know that God's still saving, they had I'm guessing Logan is probably about 19, 20 year old, and the Lord saved him. He thought he got saved when he was 7. But he said, I realized that I wasn't. And on one of the trips to Belize, he said, I went into that little hut. And he said there was just something going on there. This is not verbatim, but he said there was some things going on. And I got saved. Surprised the church house. I think he was already on the books there at Buffalo Springs. Now, the church itself has been blessed with the Spirit moving in it. We've seen that here, how the Spirit moves us at times. But the Spirit's been moving there this week and over the last several months there. And when the Spirit is moving like that, you see things happen. And I guess what I want to talk about is in your prayers today, when you have that little talk with Jesus, talk to Him. Get in the spirit of your prayer. One of my preacher brethren gave me a thought this week that I never really thought of it on this way. When it talks about your prayer closet, we always say it's not that closet in your house. It's a good place to pray if that's where you like to pray. But where your real closet is your soul. And I never really thought of it that way. You get inside of your soul, inside of your spirit, and then you start talking to the Lord in there, and you just shut the world out, and you can have a really good conversation with the Lord. And if you get a little knowledge and understanding about about God, you know what you can do? You can apply what you learn in that little prayer closet. And it'll bless you not only right then, but it'll bless you another day or two. And what we came to the conclusion of in our Sunday school class today is when you apply that wisdom that you've learned in serving God, it brings joy. We've saw that at times here, how that it just brought so much joy when we serve God. And so today I want to encourage everybody to take what you've learned about the God and about serving Him and apply it and use that wisdom to serve the Lord this morning. It's good to see each and every one today. Got a lot of visitors again with us today, and we thank you for being here today. We just hope and pray that you get a good blessing out of being here today, and I mean one of those good spiritual blessings in which that it blesses you down deep in your soul. And that's what we want to pray for today. We're going to be going to the Lord in prayer here in just a few minutes. Does anybody have another prayer request on your heart this morning? Let's do remember these that are sick. Now, I didn't mention everybody sick. There's a lot of stuff that's going around and people are not able to be out and about because of it. But we need to pray for them. We need to pray that the Lord will help them to get where they can get back to being in church. Our numbers are down. We're not as big as we usually are, big of numbers as we usually are and haven't been for a couple weeks. But a lot of it's because of sickness. So let's pray that our people will start getting better and get where they're able to be back in the house of the Lord. Anybody got another prayer request? They had three seeking last night at Buffalo Springs. I asked you to pray for them. But look around. Is there some here that we need to pray for that needs to get saved? A couple over here, a couple back yonder, maybe some over here. Think about it. Some that we usually have here are not here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We ask everybody to pray in your own way today. We ask that you just, ever what the Lord puts on your heart, you talk to God about it. Remember, have that little talk with Jesus today. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer at this time.
Let's turn now to number 206. And altos, I'm going to really need you to sing out here.
Thank you.
Turn to number seven in your books. This will be our last congregational song.
Trey. Thank you, Brother Trey. Thank you, Sister Janice. Thankful for the good songs. Brother Trey said, ladies sing out, alto sing out. I guess I would probably have to say the alto part is usually my favorite part on when they sing out good. And y'all did well today. I appreciate y'all singing out like you did. Again, we are glad to see each and every one here today. Glad to have our visitors with us. We just appreciate you being here today. Tonight, we have Sunday night service. We have it once a month, and Brother Sam is going to be preaching tonight. That'll be at 5 o'clock tonight, and so everybody keep that in mind. Come and be with us tonight. Make a special effort to come out and serve the Lord tonight. The singing tonight, Sister Heather's kind of, I guess you'd say, leading it in some sense. But the kids that have gone to Do-Re-Mi are going to be doing the leading tonight. So she said there's a handful of them that said they'll do something or that they will lead, and that's good. I'm glad there is. But she says anybody that wants to come and try to help lead in the young people, come and take part. Please, she's going to try to be here about 4:30 so they can kind of get lined up and know how many is going to sing and everything. So this could be a good thing for us. It's good when our young people takes part, whether it's leading singing, whether it's praying or testifying. I hope and pray that this will be a good night for them to take part and maybe learn a little bit more of a new skill. I know they've been studying it at Do-Re-Mi, but it's a good time to apply it, and I hope that they will enjoy what they're doing tonight enough to be a part of it. And so keep that in mind today in our for our service tonight. We just asked everybody to be prayerful. Let's be about God's business today. Let's try to do what God would have us to do in this service. Does anybody have a word of testimony or anything on your heart tonight, today? Before we go any further, I ask that you pray for me today, that I can bring forth this message as the way the Lord would have it to be brought out. If you want to read along with us, turn to 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. just one simple verse. Maybe it's not simple, but I hope that it'll be one that will touch us today in this message. 28th chapter of 1 Chronicles, and again, I ask that you pray for us today. Starting with verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. And that's reading verse 9. That's our 1 Chronicles chapter 28. In that verse there's a variety of subjects that can be brought forth in this message today. I started this years ago. I remember years ago, Brother Eugene Brown wanted to help young preachers. He was an older preacher at the time, and he wanted young preachers to come and just to a dinner at a lunchtime dinner at Shoney's. They was going to meet in the back room, and then they was going to discuss the needs of preachers. And one of the topics that they did, I didn't go. I have to confess, I didn't go, but they told me about it later, and he had a term that he called it, he said, sermonizing. And what it was, he says, as you're listening to people talk or people preaching, he said, you listen for topics to preach on. And when they told me what he had talked about, I thought, I've been doing that for years. I didn't need that instruction on that part. But truthfully, I've gotten, if you'll excuse the expression on this, I've got worse about it over the years. I do it constantly, seemed like. Whenever I'm listening to a preacher preach, if he comes across a verse or a thought, that's what I tend to do. Now, that's not where this message comes out of. But I want you to see the thought process sometimes as God leads us to preach on certain subjects. Seems like most of the time now I have just a certain word or a phrase that comes out. In this sermon, or in this verse I should say, know thou the God of thy father. Boy, that's a good sermon. Know thou God. That's another good sermon. Serve him. That's one. Serve him with a perfect heart. A perfect heart. That's another one. When he said in there, with a willing mind. Boy, that's something we need these days, a willing mind. It takes a willing mind to serve the Lord, doesn't it? When he says, for the Lord searcheth all hearts. Uh-oh. We talked about that a little bit today in our Sunday school lesson, how that God knows us, how he knows who we are. Brother Stewart brought out a way of putting it, and I had never thought of it this way, But he said, we have an appearance that we have. And he said there's five different appearances. And I'm going through my head and I was trying to figure out how you can get this ugly face into five different appearances. Now, but what he was trying to teach was that we have a persona of who we are here in church. We have a persona of who we are with our family. We have one with our friends. We have one that's out here in the world, you know, with people that do not know us. The fifth one is the one that's the catcher with God. We have an appearance with God that knows all of us, that searches our hearts. In this verse here today, he understands our thoughts and our imaginations, but he says, if thou wilt seek him, you think about that as a message, if thou wilt seek him, and that's a good thought, especially for anyone here today that might know that they're lost and away from God. If you know that you're a sinner in the sight of God, you need to seek him out. He says, he will be found of thee. That's another good sermon right there. How you can find the Lord in that day. Then he says, but if thou forsake him. Has any of you ever forsook the Lord? Yeah, I have. That's not bragging either. That's confession. Then he said in this verse, he will cast thee off. Yeah, there's times I've been cast off because of forsaking the Lord. I listened to a preacher brother the other night make a confession of how that he had forsook the Lord for the past three years. Some of you would know him if I told you his name, but he confessed about the problems he had been going through the last 3 years, and it was all because he had forsook the Lord. Then the last sermon that's there, and there's a bunch more in there, forever. Now our thought today is he knoweth our hearts. He searches our hearts today. That's going to be our thought, but I wanted you to see the process sometimes how God gets a sermon into preachers' minds. A lot of people have in their minds that a preacher maybe he goes to a book and gets a sermon that way. There's a lot of men that do that. Probably 25, 30 years ago, I got an opportunity that was sent to me in the mail where I could buy 1,000 sermons. No, thank you. I didn't need their sermons. I've got the master sermon builder at my disposal, and that's God, his Holy Spirit. And that's where it comes from today, because God is searching the hearts of everyone, especially of me, I think. He especially is searching out inside of me to see who that I'm going to be, who I'm going to do, what I'm going to do. He is especially searching out to make sure that I'm going to follow him. A verse that I quoted not too long ago, and you'll find this in the book of Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. I didn't intend to use this quick, but it says in the 2nd verse, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. And it's talking about the children of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness. He said, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or so. You see, God is searching our hearts today. He is looking at us. He is trying us from time to time. I'm going to go back to the lesson in our Sunday school today. I hadn't intended to do this, but it fits in at this point in time, because when we as individuals are going through our lives, we are constantly learning. I think about these children, these babies back here, and I look at them and I understand from my own past experience as what these mothers and fathers are going through. Brother Stewart told about Chad and Jenna's little experience with a diaper this morning, and he learned a lesson with a diaper this past week. I'll just say it that way. I'm not going to tell any more of that. But he learned that lesson about a diaper and how that you've got to make sure that it's put on and put on correctly, or there's problems that can happen. You are learning today about God today in this service. And as we talked about earlier in this thought, how that Brother Stewart brought out that wisdom is what we take the knowledge that we've learned and then we apply it. Now, God is searching our hearts to teach us what we need today. There's many times that I listen to preachers and I think, where is this sermon going? I'm satisfied you do that with me a lot. Where in the world are you going with this? But God's got a reason for a message coming out. Because in that message, he is searching your heart today. He is searching your heart to see whether or not you'll take his word and if you will apply it in your life. He is searching your heart so that he might humble you in a way that you can become a useful servant in his church, in his work, and in his ways. He is trying his best to make sure that you are the very best child that you can be. When we as parents were raising our children, every one of us will say this: we did the very best that we could. We have looked at our children, and sometimes we see the things that they have done, and we kind of scratch our heads. I didn't teach them that. I didn't teach them that. But they learned it somewhere. Sometimes those are good things, and then sometimes they're not so good things. But we are teaching them things that we hope that they will be the very best person that they can be. That is our heart's desire, right? It is God's desire that you as a child of God today would be the very best servant to him, child of God, very best student of him that you can possibly be. So he is searching your heart today, trying to make sure that you are that person today. Now, in the 29th chapter of the book of Isaiah, Jesus quoted this verse here today. And I want you to get what he says in verse 13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by precepts of men. Okay, where are we going with this today? God knows our hearts today. Jesus, when he was quoting this verse from Isaiah, he was talking to a group of people that live by this last phrase, by their precepts, their laws, their traditions, those things that they thought was to be best for God, not necessarily what God thought was best. Now, listen again to what he said. He said, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw me near me with their mouth. Have you ever just put your mouth out there before you thought? They used to say, always make sure that your mind or your brain was engaged before putting your mouth in moving. But many times we as individuals, we put our mouths out there before our brain works. But what he's saying here today in this verse, he said, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouths. Now God's searching your hearts today. I want you today, if you're an individual that's coming to church just to be here because it looks like the proper thing to do, I want you to take it a step further. Not just be one that's drawing near to God in mouth or in appearance or in what you see is being done. I want you to draw near him with your heart, with your soul. You remember what I talked about, how that getting into your prayer closet, that's getting down into the very depths of your soul, getting down into the very depths of what God has put inside of you, and then closing the door. When you start to search out God and you get into him in the spirit and with him in your soul, that is a different thing than just saying, I go to church. It's needful that God sees us for who we are. He knows who you are, but you have that persona of here and out there. Is it the same? There's been a few times, notice I said this, a few times, when somebody said, I bet you're a preacher. Have you had somebody come up to you and say, I bet you've been saved? I've seen a few people when I wanted to say, tell me, I believe you've been saved. I didn't usually do it that way. Usually what I do is I go up to them and I say, tell me about when you got saved. You ever done that? Ever had somebody ask you that way? Tell me about when you got saved. They had a thought in their minds. Yes, you seem like one that was a child of God. And yes, you was one that served the Lord. And they just wanted to hear it out of you. Oh, I do from time to time. Brother Alex said last night he had dealt with a man in business one day, and he got to talking about how bad things was going on. And he said, really and truly, I did not expect him to have a good testimony. He told me what he had done. He said he'd started out, I believe he was in the Methodist church. He'd went to the Lutheran church. He'd went to this church. And now he was going to a non-denominational place. And now he said he was out of the church still, even more so. But he said, tell me about, have you ever been saved? He said, oh yeah. And he said, really? He said, tell me about it. And the man said, I got saved when I was 7 years old. He said, we was going to this particular church, and he said, things got bad. He said, my family was bad. Everything was bad. My father was abusive, and he said, these things were going on. And he said, one day at church, he said, I just got to crying as hard as I could. And he said, when that all of that was going on, Mama come up there next to me and she was praying with me. And he said, all of that was just so bad. And he said, all of a sudden, there was peace. You know, a lot of times I think about when people talk about their worldly sorrows, I start thinking, now, wait a minute here. That's not going to get you to heaven. But then they talk about peace. That'll get them there. They'll talk about knowing the Lord. He said, I was surprised in that. It's good for us to search out people's hearts and know where they're at. to see if whether or not they are really doing it within themselves, whether or not that they are going to be one that is saved and trying to do that. It's good for us to seek out those individuals. It's good for us to ask them about those things, to make sure that they're not one that's just doing lip service, we'll say. In Jesus' day, they called them scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees. They were men that basically they thought themselves to be better. They knew the law better than anyone. They kept it better than anyone. They thought that everything that they did was right. And that's who Jesus was talking to, because of their precepts. You see, God is searching you out today. He's searching your heart. He wants you to come in to His church to serve Him, yes, but not just by lip service. He wants you to come in and desire to really serve God. Did I say serve God? You see, so many people today, they have in mind that they'll come to church and the people of the church will serve them. They'll get something out of church, you know, maybe a handout. Maybe it's things that will make them feel good about themselves. Maybe it'll build them up. But the idea of what we are in church is to serve God, to serve Him, to lift up His name. It is the idea that we are to give God glory. It is the idea that we are to work for Him. Is God searching your heart today? You know what's the thought that keeps running through my head right now? There's somebody out there that's saying, well, if God knows my heart and I'm not really here for the right reason, I'll just stay home. I don't want you to think that. The best place you can be is in the house of God. You know why? You will get closer to God here than you will out there. You'll get closer to God in here by serving Him and talking to Him, by doing what He asked you to do. You'll get closer to Him, and God's heart will mix with yours. And as we said earlier, the thing about serving God, it brings joy to us. Now, that's not the reason to do it, but it's a good reason to do it. It is. If you want to feel good, serve God. Let Him know what's in your heart. Let Him see that you will follow Him. Let Him see that you will do as you will as He would have you to do. Let Him see those things. And I'll tell you, He'll lay a blessing on you that you will not believe. Brother Alex talked about that last night a little bit. He said, when I got humble enough to say I'd take that church, I got to see a blessing. He said, on top of that, there was joy. He talked about it in this way. And now that young man tells that he got saved in that same service. And he was wound up. He was happy in the Lord. He was just so glad. How many of you remember the services that we had during revival? You remember seeing those kids coming up being saved? Do you remember seeing those people, your brothers and sisters, that were rejoicing at them being saved? Do you remember hearing the testimonies of some of these brothers and sisters that was going on? Do you remember those things? You know, a lot of times we say about church, oh, it's not good to remember the past. Hey, it is good for us to remember the good things. It is. It's not good to live in the past, but it is good for us to remember them and want them again. It is good for us to keep that in our hearts. In the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter, when it talked about the church of Sardis, he said, remember those things which ye had. That's not an exact quote, but that's close. Remember that blessing you got from God when you served him? You remember that blessing you got when you asked somebody about their soul? Do you remember that person you had a burden to see get saved? Do you remember the blessing when they told about being saved? Let's take it down to those kids that got saved. Do you remember when you got saved? No. Ben's not here today. I think we had, what, 3 little girls lined up right here? Ben got saved first. Do y'all remember where he went after that? He didn't say a word to them, but he was right there. When Zoe got saved, where'd she go? Right here. What'd you do when you got saved? I remember where Grace went. She was right over here. Sat down right beside Reef. You remember that blessing? Brother Carter said last night, there's 3 small children. I'm guessing all of them was under 10 year old. Brother Monty Scholes' granddaughter, I bet she testified for 10 minutes. Telling about the Lord saving her soul. Brother Ron Spurgeon's grandson, he said, I got to tell my testimony too. And he got about 3 sentences in and he told what day it was, where he was, and about it. But he said, it felt so good. Do you remember how Jesus blessed you? You see, that's the very first time that you submitted to the service of God. You remember? Do you remember how good it felt then? Some people says that's the best feeling you'll ever have, and I agree to a certain extent. But there's been some people I've had burdens for. And I saw them get saved. And it was just as good. There's times that I've stood in the pulpit, even I'll say especially here. In the service of God, oh, he made me feel so good. There's joy in serving the Lord. Now, the Lord is searching your heart today. If you were honest with yourself today, how would he find you? I've told the story many times that how I sat at Mount Tabor those days and they had the church covenant up here behind the preacher and I was looking right up at it and it looked like I was looking at the preacher. Looked like I was paying attention, but I was reading the church covenant. Lord searched my heart that day. I'd been in trouble. He was. The Lord knows our hearts. Now, I talked a lot about the young people. Let me get one more verse, and then I think I'm going to try to close here. Maybe 2 verses. Turn to Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Look at verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed. I'm gray-headed. Oh God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things? O God, who is like unto thee? Boy, he's a good God. There's room for all of us to do the service. There is room for all of us to search our hearts. You may look around, a lot of the younger ones may look around and you think, well, that old feller, his time's about done as far as serving the Lord, but he's the one carrying it on now. It's no place for me. We're still trying to tell you about Jesus. We're still trying to show you what God is. You see, that's what this verse is for. For us to take up the mantle. To take up the cloth, if you would. To take up the word and carry it just a little bit farther. Why? Show you. Show that little one back yonder. Show these that's about half grown. These younger ones over here, that one there, those over here. You see, we're showing you what God's done for us. In turn, we're glorifying God in it. I want to encourage the young to do for the Lord. I want us older ones to show them how it's done. Sometimes it may be needful that we do a better job of showing them how it's done. Let me give you a quick example. How many of you are this way? You've got a job to do. You got somebody young. You're training them. But you want to get that job done right then, so you do it yourself. You don't show them how to do it. I've been on many a jobs where people said, this is how you do this job. Do this, 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 and this. And they walk off and leave you. Our job as older ones in this church is to help you to know how to serve God. You've got a lot of good examples in here, young ones. Just know God is searching you out. He's searching me out too to see whether I'm going to be humble enough to help you, whether I'll put together enough of me to help you, to teach you. And not only me, but this one, and that one over yonder, that one back yonder, this one over here. You see, God is searching us out. He is searching you out that you can serve Him. That's going to be my message, Brother Trey. The altar is always open to those that are lost to come and seek. But it's a good place for us to pray too. If God has been searching your heart today, and it's time that you got into a prayer closet with God, and you feel like this is where you need to come and pray, if God's directing you here, remember, He's checking you out to see whether or not you'll follow Him. Do what God puts upon your heart today while we sing.